This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the Happy Times podcast. I'm your host, Joey Kidney.
Know who I sound like? I sound like that, what's his name? Kronk.
Ladies and gentlemen. This is the poison. It's poison specifically designed to kill Cusco.
Kind of like that. I kind of like that. And then sometimes people tell me I sound like Woody from Toy Story. Where it's like, there's a snake in my boot. But I don't hear that one as much. And then I just get that I look like, who cares? People say I look like Andrew Garfield. It's fine. Who do you look like? But then my friend said that I look like Andrew Garfield, but the sickly version. So he's like, you look like the Andrew Garfield who has cancer. And I was like, dude, that's just messed up. That is just not right. That's not a nice thing to say, but then I looked in the mirror and it was kind of true. So welcome back to the Happy Times podcast, guys. I want to say thank you guys so much for you know what? I say thank you too many times. But seriously, though, you guys are pretty amazing. Recently, I just had a show in Ottawa. I did a show in New York, Ottawa, Toronto now. I've done two in Ottawa, one in Orlando. We're planning to do way more. We just booked a Montreal venue. Montreal is going to be the December 14th, I believe. And it's been pretty wild. It's been pretty insane. And before we get to today's podcast topic, I just want to talk about this stuff really quickly. I put on these events to create a space that allows people to feel comfortable in. And I did just that. And I've done just that. And I'm not saying it to like brag. I'm like, oh, wow, this is amazing. Because it doesn't always go that way. Sometimes there's just too many people at an event. And like in Toronto, I had about 123 people in a room. And that was too many people. It was a great show. It was amazing. It was just too many people. And that's not what I want. And then so Ottawa, we had about 70 some in a room. And that was just much more doable. And it's just, I want to meet everyone. I want to chat with everyone. And if there's 100 people in a room, I just can't do it. It's just that 30 extra people was just, it's just too many people. So we cap our shows at around the 60 to 70 range just to keep it civil, keep it humble, keep it comfortable for people. I wanted to create a space that allows people to come into a room and feel like that they can talk about anything with anyone. And that's the one number one comment I got after my Ottawa show last weekend. And that just warms my heart because that's everything that I've ever tried to do. And it just means the world to me. So I just want to say thank you guys for coming and everything like that. And so also this year, I want to announce that I'll start with last year's story. Last year, I sponsored a family for Christmas. I sponsored one family, two kids, and the Humane Society. And one of the families, or the family that I donated to, they were moving. They got evicted, and they were moving. And while they were moving, their house got broken into, and everything was stolen. And reading that story, it was before the time that all my shit got stolen. Don't try to connect the dots here, folks. But just reading that story, just like, it obviously broke my heart. And I don't want to just leave it at that as a cliche thing. But what it did to me was it reminded me that you have the ability to give right now, right? We always feel like we need to donate in these like massive consumptions, and we just like have to give millions of dollars, thousands of dollars, whatever. That a dollar doesn't mean anything. That's what we're just so forced to believe, right? And these celebrities donate so much. Well, the celebrity, did you know that a celebrity, if they're donating, if they're doing like a raising money awareness thingy in their name, they only have to give 10% to the actual charity. Listen, I'm not going to do that. I'm not asking for that. And so last year when I sponsored that family, they had a list of things that they wanted to get and wanted to need. And they literally needed everything. They needed pots and pans, a Kleenex and tissues. Kleenex and tissues are the same thing. Whoa, weird. And toiletries and everything like that. And they just needed everything. And I find we often forget like how thankful we are to have those little things. Like think about a spatula. I needed to buy that for them. I needed to buy a toaster oven for them. I needed to buy pots, pans, toiletries, towels, clothing, everything. But the one thing that they asked for on their list was a Christmas tree. And they're like, if you can't get any of this, just please get us a Christmas tree. And I was like, why? And they said, because we just want to make sure that our daughters have a proper Christmas. And that just blew my mind. That just like, oh, it got me really emotional. I can't lie to you. And so what did I do? I bought them everything and more, and a Christmas tree. And I was very fortunate enough to be able to do that. And I think to myself, like, play your part. Do what you can while you can, right? I'm not always going to be in the position that I'm going to be able to donate. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm probably going to, you know, who knows? My job may fail. You may stop listening to this podcast. This podcast makes $0 anyways. But, you know, it just might stop one day. And I think if I look back at it, the number one thing I regret is that I didn't help anyone in every way I could. And so this is another way to do that. So what we're doing this year is we want to get you guys involved and you guys to help us make it even bigger, and we can donate even more people. So we're raising the book prices $5. Now, I know that's a lot of money for a lot of people, and understand, you don't have to go buy a book right now. There's also a donating option on the website right now if you don't want to buy a book. But the book prices are up $5, and then as well you can donate. Now, we're doing that because that $5 is going to go directly into buying and donating. So that's going to be buying new dog beds, new leashes, new beds for humans, new everything for everyone. And I don't know, it could help a lot of people. And if you're willing to do that this Christmas, if you're willing to give $5 up or whatever you want to give, that would be amazing. And I'm sure it will go a long way. And I just know that if I had the opportunity to do this and I didn't, I would look back at myself and definitely regret it. And I'm not trying to make anyone feel sob sorry. I fucking hate that when people are like, they try to make you feel bad if you don't do something good. I'm not trying to do that. Listen, I know everyone's in their different positions in life. I'm literally just saying, like, if you want to. I fucking hate when people are like, peer pressure you into do something, especially if it's good. Like, that just doesn't make, it just doesn't make sense to me. It should just be something, at that point, it should be something that you really want to do. Otherwise, you're just not emotionally in that state of mind to do that kind of thing. And yeah, that's all I got to say for that. But on today's podcast, I want to talk to you guys about kind of like a morning routine. Now, I know that's a little bit weird because it's not a video and I'm not some trendy fucking beauty guru, but that's not why I'm doing this. I want to do this because when I wake up in the morning, I know when I'm going to have a shit day. I know when it's just not going to go all right. And I just want to, you know, give my little input on, Frozen 2 is out. Dudes, are you guys going to go see that? Does that look sick or does that not look sick? I don't really know yet. Sorry, this is like all over the place. But what are the reviews? Are the reviews good? It looks, I don't know. I just don't know. Did you hear the Brendon Urie? This is ADHD at its finest, folks. Did you hear the Brendon Urie song? It sounds pretty good. The Unknown or whatever. He's just sitting there in a room just screaming, Unknown! And just friggin' going for it. And honestly, that's pretty friggin' amazing. I don't know if I'm gonna go see the movie, though. Anyways, okay. So, Frankie, your paws are sweating on my feet. That's gross, dude. Go fix yourself. Let's hop into why my mornings are so great and how I know they're going to be shit. Yeah, wow, what a title. Okay. So, woo, right there. And this is how I know my morning's going to be shit. If I wake up and I don't have a sip of water, it's all wrong. So, when I wake up in the morning and I wake up tired, that's a huge problem. That's something for me that's like really, really bad right off the bat. And the reason why I find that so bad is because it's just, I didn't have anything to look forward to the next day that I really wanted to get up to, you know, and right there, if I don't have anything exciting in the day to look forward to, then I have a really hard time getting through my day. I have nothing to work towards. I have no to-do list. I have nothing. So creating that to-do list the night before, and I've talked about this multiple times, I'm like a broken record, but it works. Create that little to-do list. There's so many times in our lives where we feel so unaccomplished, that we feel like we haven't done anything. You know, I always ask my friends, and I'm like, what did you do today? And they like list like three things. They ask me, and I list like 15 things. And the reason why I can list 15 things is because I write them down. I cross them off, you know? There's so many little things that we do, and it doesn't mean like, oh, yeah, I made a coffee this morning. Yeah, I burned 3 calories doing it. What'd you do? It's not like that. It's like, oh, I went for a walk to go get my coffee, and then, I figured while I was at the coffee shop, I did some work, and then I went out and I shipped packages, I bought some groceries. It's stuff like that. Yeah, I know it's everyday stuff, but it's everyday stuff that you got up to be able to do, you know? There's so many times where we're like sitting on the couch and we're like, oh my God, I'm so depressed. I'm so this, I'm so that. And, you know, all we need is really that pick me up of like, hey, I got up and go did the groceries today. That's pretty freaking amazing, isn't it? I don't know. It's just, again, it's literally the little stuff that really goes a long way. And I find if you write it down and you feel accomplished afterwards, I think that's an amazing thing to do for yourself. Now, the reason why my morning was shit this morning is because I woke up and I didn't have a glass of water. If I don't have a glass of water, I'm going to have a headache for the rest of the day. Concussion problems. Anybody have symptoms? I do. They suck. It sucks. But also, it just like, it helps clear your mind. I also get up every morning and I do a few push-ups. I do about 20 push-ups. And that's just to get my blood flowing, to get my body a little bit stretched, a little bit limber, a little bit ready to freaking go. And, it just keeps you in shape. I mean, 20 push-ups isn't going to give you a six-pack or anything, but it really helps you out. I've been having a hard time going to the gym lately just because that emotional walk. I literally live probably less than a kilometer away from a gym. And that is the hardest walk I have ever thought of doing. I haven't done it yet. I've always biked there, but now it's winter, so I can't bike. So it's just like I'm sitting here, and I'm like, I don't want to go. I really don't want to go. And I still haven't gone yet. So I work out at home. I'm just so self-conscious to go. And I know, oh my God, Joey, you're skinny. Shut up. Listen, we all have our insecurities, and that's fine. Another thing that I do in the morning is make a coffee. And that doesn't always happen every day. It depends on the day. And I think changing it up every day is really good too. I know there's a lot of people who are listening to this who are in school or university, and they'll get up and they'll do the exact same thing every day. And it just then falls into like almost this like lazy routine. And I find that if I ever did the same thing every single day, I would get bored. And so when I wake up, my dog must be so confused because when I wake up, I'll sometimes take him for a really long walk. I'll sometimes take him to the park. I'll sometimes go for a run with him, you know, and I'll do all of those things. And then sometimes I'll have a coffee. Sometimes I'll have a tea. Sometimes I'll just drink water. Sometimes I'll just go straight to doing work. And it's just prioritizing what you feel that you need in that day, in that morning. You know, I find that I think a lot when I wake up, you know? And when I wake up and I'm thinking, it's just, it's too much. It's too much in the morning, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot to think about in the morning, just thinking. It's just too much to do. And so I think if we wake up and we just kind of have this exciting routine, exciting new thing that we want to do that doesn't really allow us to think. It's, and it doesn't have to be anything. We're like, we need to stop thinking like, oh my God, well, freaking Becky, YouTube beauty guru number 29, does a facial every morning and gets acupuncture on her left toe. Like, nobody cares. Nobody, and that's just unrealistic. But you know, waking up and like maybe doing a little latte art on your coffee. That sounds bougie enough to me. Or maybe putting a little bit of blueberries in your parfait. That sounds pretty nice to me too. There's just so many things that we can do for ourselves and we don't. And we kind of like put them beneath everyone else just because somebody else is doing it a little bit better or with a little bit more money. And I say fuck that. It took me a really, really long time to get back to being humble and being on the same level as, you know, everybody else, not this stupid YouTuber. It took me a really long time to get there. It was really tough, and I'm probably still a little bit there. But I feel like I'm back now, and I'm looking at people, and I'm like, they go out for breakfast every morning, and I'm like, oh, I can't afford that. That sounds really expensive. And I also don't want to, you know. Have you ever eaten out for breakfast and been completely content? The only time is if it's really nice outside and you can walk in like a hoodie. That's the only time I've ever been content for breakfast. And that doesn't happen in Canada. You walk outside in a hoodie right now, you're going to hear your little... this is going to be TMI. Your testicles are going to sound like pool balls. It's awful. It's so cold out. Your nipples are going to cut through that sweatshirt in seconds. It's going to be weird. You're going to chafe. It's going to be gross, okay? It's going to be freaking gross. Oh, wow. This podcast is all over the place. I'm sorry. But there's just a bunch of stuff you can do in the day and I think in the morning. And I think that we lessen that and we put it beneath everybody else because, oh, it's not what everybody else is doing. I wake up. I do 20 push-ups. I drink a little bit of water. I go take my dog out. I might take him for a walk. I might take him for a little run. I might take him to the dog park. I come inside. I sit down. I read my emails. I read my texts. I do some work. I look at Instagram. I plan out what I want to do that day if I didn't do it before. And I do it. And yeah, that story and that layout is probably a lot different than a lot of yours. You're probably going to school and stuff like that. And that's fine. That you literally don't have to compare yours to mine at all. I'm just saying, this is what helps me. And the reason why I'm saying that is because whatever helps you, helps you. It doesn't have to help me. You're your own person. You're your own life. Really. You're your own life. So when you wake up in the morning, just do you. If you want to go and you want to go, ladies, if you want to go have fun with a shower head, go do it if it wakes you up, you know? Guys, if you, no, not November, you can't do anything, suckers. But seriously, if you want to do whatever you want to do in the morning, if you want to read a book, what's the rush, stayu.ca, go get it. Do whatever you want to do. Listen, you got to stop. You can worry about what other people think. I don't care. But worry about what you think first. And put yourself first and make sure that you start off your morning right. Because I know when I start off my morning right, I'm like 10 times better of mood. I really am. I'm this just excited person. I'm happy. But then by 2 p.m., and I don't understand this. So riddle me this, folks. If you're a doctor out there, DM me. So I wake up in a great ass mood every day. I'm a morning person. I'm also a night owl. But midday, here's the thing. At 2 p.m., I crash and I burn. And it's not exciting. It is not fun. And I'm just sitting there and like someone's talking to me and I'm like falling asleep. And I'm like falling asleep. And I'm like, oh my God. But it's not that I'm tired. It's not like I'm tired falling asleep. It's that I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just get so annoyed with people. I just like can't talk to anybody for like 2, maybe 3 hours. Honestly, if I have an hour of silence and I'm just like, oh, Joey time, I'm good. Then I like rejuvenate and I'm freaking ready to go. I'm like a Tesla, except less expensive and doesn't run as far. I think that's all I have today. That was all over the place, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys, yeah, that's it. I'm just going to have fun with these podcasts because we have something today. So a while back, I asked you guys to submit intros for the Happy Times podcast. We just got a few more in and I'm going to play them for you, right. Oh, that was like adorable. Okay, well, here's number two.
Welcome to the Happy Times podcast.
Oh my goodness. These are just really pretty and really cute. And I just want to say, oh, wow. Okay. Okay, I feel like my podcast is way too silly today for those like cute little intros. Okay, I think there's two more.
Welcome to the Happy Times podcast.
I know this is a first, but I think that was probably my favorite one. We're going to chime into the last one and we're going to pick our favorite.
This is the Happy Times.
Hold on, wait a second. Why did that sound like the one that I made? I'm not trying to be mean or... That sounded like the one that I made like 2 podcasts, maybe 3 podcasts ago. That one. Sorry, I'm really not trying to laugh. That just like reminded me of me and that I'm stupid and I'm silly and I'm a goose. I think I like the second or third one the best. Not that I'm no Simon Cowley here. That wasn't even Simon Cowell's voice. It's new for me. That's not even him. I don't know what I'm on today, guys. I don't know what was in my coffee or what was outside. I don't know. In the snow, all I saw was Frankie's pee. It's all yellow. It literally looks like a snow cone outside that's just lemon flavor. TMI. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful Friday and happy Friday. And if you live in Montreal, keep in mind December 14th. We're going to do a show. If you guys want to follow me on TikTok now, you can go. It's Joey's Kidney, JoeysKidney, because Joey Kidney stole Joey Kidney. Yep. Wow. We love a good battle. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Stay beautiful, and I hope you have some money lying around to donate to help me sponsor some amazing families and amazing dogs and cats and everything. Anyways, okay, bye.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.